There comes a time where you have to make a choice. Do I engage? Do I keep engaging with someone and using my voice when they are not hearing my voice, when they are not listening, when they are not a healthy person, or they are not engaging in a healthy exchange? And I had to learn that silence is the ultimate boundary.
Shh. Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret, I'll tell you mine.
Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict, a four-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon. Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know those deep, dark secrets you probably want to take to your grave? Or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing? Please join me each week as we take a deep dive into one subject, exploring the how, what, when, where, and why of it all. Get ready for a more focused and revealing journey of the human experience. This is a new chapter of Secret Life, and I'm excited for you to join the ride. Today, we are going to talk about dun, dun, dun. Silence is a boundary. Silence is golden. Oh, my God. Silence is a boundary and it is golden. This was a hard lesson for me to learn. And I want to talk about this today because I always feel like there's a part of me teaching people, working with clients, even myself. It's we find our voice, right? We really want to find our voice with this work, especially when you come from trauma, when you come from a household that has silenced you, has silenced your feelings, has silenced just your lost sense of self if it was never developed. So when you do this healing work, when you do trauma work, when you do inner child shadow work, internal family parts work, all of that, we find our voice and we get our voice back. And it's like, this is how I feel. This is my boundary. This is, you know, whatever. Fill in the blank. And then there comes a time where you have to make a choice. Do I engage? Do I keep engaging with someone and using my voice when they are not hearing my voice, when they are not listening, when they are not a healthy person, or they are not engaging in a healthy exchange? And I had to learn that silence is the ultimate boundary. Silence is drawing the line and saying no more. No more am I engaging with this. Oh my God, it is so hard because I am such a fucking communicator. I'm a communicator. If you text me, if you reach out to me, even if I'm not a fan of yours, I will respond. I will try to show up in a healthy way and say, no, sorry that I can't do that. No, thank you. I will, even if you attack me, I try to respond and say, can you please not talk to me that way? Please do not text me. I do not appreciate this. So for me to learn the ultimate lesson that silence is a boundary and that silence is golden, it was a game changer because that was the moment it was like, no, communication is important, but self-preservation is the most important. And silence is the ultimate boundary. Giving someone silence is saying no more, not happening. You're not even entering my realm. And that's not gaslighting. That's just not ghosting. That's not any of that. It's just saying no more. Oh my God. And I've had, let's say, I think the magical moment for me was, well, there's been a bunch, but one that dealing with, we'll just say it's a narcissist, so we'll use that. But when the person kept crossing the boundary and texting, and I just was like, I'm unreachable. I don't respond. We are teaching this other person in their life how to not respond to a terrorist act. When somebody is trying to attack, trying to rob you emotionally, trying to keep at you, trying to get something from you, trying to get an answer, or they don't like the answer you're giving them, that's a terrorist attack, I say, and a terrorist emotional attack. And at that time, I got to show up for our client and show this is how we respond to an emotional terrorist. Silence is golden. Silence is the ultimate boundary. And I mirrored that for her. And in doing that, she was like, wow, that's how you handle that behavior. You don't respond. And don't get me wrong, it was like my skin was crawling. I was like, oh, I just want to respond. I just want to tell the person to fuck you, you selfish person, or fuck you, don't talk to me that way. Or, and it's like, it doesn't matter when a person can't hear you, or they don't care, or they're in a red zone and they can't see anything else. Even when they apologize after, silence is golden. It is your power source. It is saying no more. I am not engaging. Blocking. That's why I love blocking. Sorry, I'm a fan of blocking. Block all you want. Block the people that trigger you. Block the people that don't respect your boundaries. That's silence. Silence it out. That is your gift to silence. So when I have people dating, I say block, block. You don't know them? Block them. Who cares? It's like, boop, boundary. Boop, boundary. And so for me, even when my skin would crawl, when I first started doing it, I just was like, I just want to respond. I just want to have my voice. And it's like, no, some people do not deserve your voice. Some people are not, they're not allowed to have the beautiful voice that you have now grown. And that silence is a boundary and silence is golden has been like the last ninja lesson for myself. It's like not engaging, not anymore. They say silence and smile are two powerful tools. Smile is a way to solve many problems, and silence is the way to avoid many problems. I don't think it's a way to avoid many problems. I think it's a way to avoid many trauma people, toxic people, unavailable people, people that don't take accountability, because I believe silence really calms my soul. And it is the most appropriate way to reply when someone is an emotional terrorist. There was another time I was going to do a silence is a boundary. And I'm still on the edge if I should have chose silence as a boundary in this situation. When you're dealing with a mentally unwell person and they could damage you in a way, that's where the line got a little tricky for me. So I was trying to decide, should I reply or should I not reply? Should I reply or should I not reply? And the only reason I replied is because a teeny bit in their interaction with me, they took a little bit of accountability. They apologized a little bit. And I'm all for people apologizing. I'm all for people taking accountability. And so I thought, this not replying could trigger this person in a mentally unstable way. That could be dangerous for me. So what can I do as a reply that would honor them, but also protect myself? And after this, I can go silent. So I love apologies and accountability. So I said, thank you for the apology. And that was it. It was a really long text. And all I said was, thank you for the apology. Because I always honor someone apologizing. even if it's not for the full shebang of what they've done wrong. Thank you for the apology. And now silence is golden. Silence is a boundary. I don't need to have you in my life if you do not know how to show up as a healthy person. I don't need to have you in my life if you have caused me drama or pain. I don't need to use my voice and tell you all the ways you've done me wrong or anybody else wrong to make me feel like I have fully used my voice, because there are a lot of people in this world that do not want to change. And you can tell when you talk to them if they listen. And if they cannot hear you, you trying to communicate sometimes is not worth it. You're wasting your breath. So always try to communicate. And if they don't listen, then silence is golden. Silence is the power. Silence has you protecting yourself, holding yourself, and also holding a boundary. Because not everybody in this world wants to change. Because silence is always better than unnecessary drama. Drama doesn't need to be in your life anymore. And that's like the best thing that I have learned is, drama sucks your energy from things you could be creating, doing in your life, available people in your life, being present in your life. I realized when I had this one person in my life that she took so many moments from the people that deserved it in my life, even my son. I said, wow, this person really stole moments from my son. And as a mother, that was really hard to look at. And I had to go, wow, I'm responsible for that. I allowed that to happen. I allowed that to take me from my son. And that's me being accountable. And I had to say, I said to my son, I'm really sorry that every time that person called, I would take the call and then would tell you I had to go and do this call. And he was like, it's okay, Mom. I said, it won't happen again. I'm not going to take those calls anymore at night. And he said, okay, good. And I even said, it's been so nice not having to take those calls at night. And he's like, it has been nice. And I think me just taking the accountability with my son and now being silent with that person and not having that person in my life and not wasting my voice has made my life so much more at peace and drama free. So I'm asking you, is there anybody in your life you're wasting your voice on? Is there anybody in your life that you keep trying to get to listen to you, to hear your thoughts, to hear your side of the story, to that you keep having drama with? I'm going to ask you to do this. Silence. Silence is a boundary. If you get that text message, if you get that email and it's combative and you realize this person is not changing, this person is not hearing me, this person is not taking accountability, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Silence. Don't respond. See what happens. See what happens. See how you feel. See how uncomfortable you are. Sit in that uncomfortability. Go, why am I so uncomfortable? What is this reminding me of? Do I want this person to like me? Am I missing the drama of this person? What is going on? Why am I so attached to this person that I'm having a physical reaction? Or does it give you peace right away? Are you like, oh my God, my life is so much better? But give it a couple of days. I bet after a good 48 hours of not responding, and the silence is a boundary and silence is golden, your nervous system will calm down. Oh my God. And it will feel lighter and you will feel more free. And it's like, and you'll feel yourself having more time on your hands and everything just seems lighter. So try it. Silence is a motherfucking boundary. Practice it. One person in your life, don't respond. Don't say anything. Don't unnecessarily use your voice because they can't hear you anyways. It's freeing. Thank you for listening to Secret Life Podcast. I'd love to know your thoughts on the subject or any subject you want to talk about. Let me know. Send it to secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Until next time. Thank you. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you'd like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.